Let's go to Wellington and Linda Burgess, who's standing by to talk TV. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Linda. Always look forward to our chats.
Me too.
Do you want to mention Chernobyl briefly?
Yeah, just briefly, because it's had a lot of attention and worldwide, hasn't it? I mean, you know, it's got one of the highest ratings ever, and understandably, actually. I missed it, and then I had to go online and to Neon and watch it on my computer in the end. But I'm mentioning it again because there's going to be, on this Saturday on Soho, there's going to be a marathon, you know, the whole five or
the
six episodes.
Yeah, all.
And so I strongly recommend it to anybody who hasn't seen it. You know, the Chernobyl disaster was the nuclear disaster in Russia in 1986, and actually we went to France to live in 1988 and they were still talking about it because it really had come, you know, the fallout had come a long way, you know, the top of Italy and right over to France.
I know, we were talking last week about that cloud that was
that cloud,
in the weather forecast. They would say where it was currently and where the kids were allowed to play outside.
Well, exactly. And they took a while to get the people away from the immediate area too. But what I liked about it, it wasn't sort of a look at the Russians, they're so secretive, they're such liars. It looked at the sort of secrets that actually all countries seem to have in a situation like this. And I think they really reinforced that by having all of the actors not putting on mock Russian accents.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Interesting decision, eh?
Yeah, and it wasn't as a, like, this and that kind of... it was great. And so you looked at them and you saw them as people that you recognised. And I thought it was terrifically good. It was actually exceptionally good. And because it was deep but able to be followed. And you know, what do you do in this situation? And the people who went in to fix it, just extraordinary. I mean, the miners, naked miners, 100 naked miners, one of the best scenes. Just the courage, and courage. I hate the word hero. Actually, I hate all that sort of stuff. But they were brave, but they were doing what they knew how to do as well.
Yeah.
So they got the right experts, 100, and they took all their clothes off because it's so hot, and you know there was nothing prurient about it at all. It was just terrific. So I really do recommend Chernobyl. But the other one that I'm recommending, I've come to quite late, and probably everybody else in New Zealand has already seen it, and that's called This Is Us.
Yes, let me share an email that I just got. Hi, Jesse, I've been watching This Is Us. I've never seen a better written show.
Yes, yeah.
The storylines are completely realistic and presented in unexpected and interesting ways.
Yeah.
And for me personally, says Naomi, it's helped me deal with grief in my own life and to appreciate life as a whole journey instead of focusing on the immediate moment. Highly recommended for anyone.
Thank you, Naomi. I agree with you completely.
Yeah, but especially, she says, families to watch together and use it as a way to open discussion.
Exactly, because I was just, you know, I listed for you the issues that... Well, first of all, it's an American family. It's a drama. They call it a comedy. It's not. It's a drama which has amusing moments, which is my favourite sort of thing anyway. And it's three generations of a family. And it goes back and forward. And so it goes back 20 years, and it comes back to now. And it sort of shows you how one thing can lead to another quite unexpectedly sometimes. You know, you see a kid at two, and suddenly when they're growing up and something's happening, if you could remember what the kid was like at two, you'd think, oh, yeah. And often you can't. But if you've got television showing you a flashback to the kid at two, it does it for you. And it doesn't feel gratuitous, but one really terrific episode, heartrending really, was about the parents of Jack and Rebecca Pearson. Well, Jack went off to Vietnam War and his brother was called up and before him, and he went basically to join his brother. Well, anybody my age or roundabout will remember in New Zealand that you used to have a ballot and that your birthday would come up, and this is when I was at university, and you could be sent to Vietnam. And when you look at that Vietnam War, it's such a pointless, stupid war, and in so many ways, and that was what was hard for people who fought in it. They came back and nobody was grateful, you know. But in this one, his brother's gone to Vietnam, and they intersperse it with scenes of the birth of this boy who went to Vietnam, and he's born at about 3 minutes to 12 on the 18th of October. Right. If he'd been born 3 minutes later, he wouldn't have gone to Vietnam. And they kept saying at his birth, the nurse midwife was saying to his mother, oh, 18th, you're a lucky baby. It's a good number, 18. It's a good number. And it sure wasn't for him. And they tried to take him. The two brothers went to Canada, you know, where a lot of people went. He couldn't bring himself to go over the border. He he stayed and he went to war. He didn't want to. No one wanted to, nearly, you know. But it was such a lovely, you know, it's that chance thing we often think about, you know, if we'd left the house 2 minutes early or 2 minutes late, you know, all of those sorts of
things. Yeah, the sort of sliding doors moment.
The sliding doors, yeah. And so there's that, but it's really done well. And some of the issues in it, there's some, at the moment, well, I'm partway through series three, and if somebody out there can tell me how I can get to see series one and two, because they're not on TVNZ on demand.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, but they must be out there somewhere, you know. But
did you start at series three?
I did. But my friend Murray from Australia, who's very, very good on advising on television, he said it doesn't matter. It loops around all the time. You could actually go in at any stage, and you can. And that's the skill of the writing. You're never lost. Mm. You know, it really is terrifically good, very well acted. And one of the issues at the moment is Kate, who's the middle generation, she's very, very overweight. She's trying to have a baby, and the people offering IVF are very reluctant to let her have it because of her size. And I mean, she's sort of 200 kilo overweight. She's, you know, she's really is large, and it's terrifically well handled. You know, it's kindly done, and it's intelligently done. And the same as there's race, because the oldest couple had triplets. One died, and so on the same day, a black boy was abandoned in the hospital, and they take him to sort of replace their third child. Oh. So they've got triplets, but one of them is black, and he he's standing for not mayor, but for sort of city councillor at the moment, and that's all done too. But yeah, I think I've sort of gone slightly away from the point, but each one...
The show you're describing sounds quite dramatic and sad and even a little bit grim.
It's not sentimental. No, it's not grim. It's not. It's things happen to people. Awful things happen to people. Almost everybody at some stage. And your Naomi, who wrote to you before, she said it's helped her cope. And I think it does. It shows you that you're not alone. I am exceptionally impressed with it, actually. I don't get impressed easily. And I don't like saccharine. I don't like sentimental. But I like honesty. And this seems to me to be very honest and very well written. And I think anybody could pick it up. It's also, oh God, I'm looking, it's not wholesome. Wholesome's a hideous word. But it's real. It's human. It's kind. You know, honestly, I'm so sick of people being murdered. And, you know, I don't want anger on television. I want people, and yet, as I'll say again, it's not sentimental. It's not it's not, you know, that sort of family, you know, John Boy from the 60s or something.
Yeah. But I probably sound a bit prudish when we say this, but I think we both feel sometimes that you know, rape and murder are a bit of a substitute for poor writing sometimes in TV shows.
Yes, not everybody. You can go out at night without
a substitute for good writing, rather. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And that's what this family, they come up against ordinary problems. I mean, they aren't. They're a family that had been invented for a drama, so they don't. It's not ordinary, really, but it certainly presents as if it is. And yeah, I mean, it is a soap. I was sort of thinking about it. It is a soap, but it's not a soap. I can't think of anything to compare it with. It should be like, I really can't think of anything to compare it with. So I think it's superficially simple, but in fact complex in a really good way, because it looks at cause and effect, which is something that we can do with sometimes, actually, in life.
Now, I have two things for you. First of all, someone reckons Amazon Prime has season one and two.
Oh, yeah,
this
probably
is
does,
us.
But you've got to buy that, don't you? You've got to. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And then I've got a few, I'll only mention this because I'm getting a few texts on it. Yeah. People reckon that that ballots in New Zealand before 1972 were national service, but only regular force volunteers served in Vietnam. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah. No, because
Australia sent conscripts and New Zealand sent volunteers to someone else.
Oh, okay. But I'm sure that's true. But I remember that my boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband, he didn't enrol. You had to. And I was absolutely, because he was against war. And I was terrified that his, because if his birthday had come up, he would have been in real trouble. trouble. Yeah. And I was sort of quite a conservative teenager in lots of ways, and he sort of wasn't. But he, he, you know, he just didn't want to. He didn't see why he should have to, but I thought they did have to go. No, I'm sure they didn't. No, okay. Because no one that I knew from university was sent off to VM. I think you just had to go and train up in Wairu, probably.
Lou has texted and says, Linda's right, this is us is so intelligent and thoughtful and heart-rending. My 15-year-old, quote, typical teen son, raced through the whole series and bawled regularly because he said it's about all of our lives.
Well, there's a 12-year-old kid who's just come out gay or thinks she might be. You know, there's things like that. The kids will identify with a lot of it and being the overlooked one in the family or being, I think all generations would like this, and I'm so glad that people are coming in with agreeing because it's good to hear. It's good to hear.
Well done.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you, Linda Burgess.
You too.
So she was talking about a show called This Is Us, and the third season is currently on TVNZ On Demand, but you'll have to look around for the first and second. And she also discussed Chernobyl, which is in on the box set on Soho this weekend, by the sounds of things. Or you can watch on Neon, which is Sky's streaming service. I was just thinking on the weekend about West Wing, the show West Wing, which I watched on the box set. And to watch it, I had to go down to the video store and wait till the season I wanted was available and then take home 16 discs or whatever it was and watch them over the weekend and then take them back. Just thinking how much the world has changed that only one person in any given suburb was allowed to be watching one old TV show at one time.